The world this week. The president tells the nation that a raid in Iran goes wrong.
Responsibility is fully my own.
The defense secretary, Brown, reveals the tragic cost.
8 of our men were killed. 4 others suffered burns.
A dead Marine's father says he bears no grudge.
Just a calculated risk, and he knew what it was. He volunteered for it.
It all brings an angry response from Iran's Gutbazadeh.
We are not going to surrender to American blackmails and pressures anymore.
I'm David Jackson, CBS News, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. It was sundown Thursday over the Arabian Sea when 8 big helicopters took off from the U.S. carrier Nimitz, carrying members of a specially trained U.S. rescue team to Iran. The mission? Free the American hostages in Tehran. It was, as it turned out, an impossible mission, as President Carter explained to the nation the next morning.
I ordered this rescue mission prepared in order to safeguard American lives, to protect America's national interest, and to reduce the tensions in the world that have been caused among many nations as this crisis has continued. It was my decision to cancel it.
At Desert One, the staging area some 200 miles from Tehran, only 5 choppers were left in flying condition, one less than needed for the raid, and it was scrubbed. A helicopter and a transport plane collided during the pullout. 8 men were killed, 4 badly burned. Still, Defense Secretary Harold Brown insisted it could have worked.
The mission was complex and difficult, but it was the judgment of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and myself that it was operationally feasible. This judgment was reached after a thorough assessment, which included many practice exercises. Our plan was carefully conceived, and the training was exhaustive.
Iran's president said the bodies of the dead Americans would be returned to the U.S. without precondition. Then, hints from one Iranian newspaper that they'd be held for some sort of ransom. And in an act that reportedly outraged even some Iranian leaders, the militants put the remains on display at the U.S. embassy. More of the Iranian response from Doug Tunnell.
The embassy militants today said that one group of hostages was now in custody in the holy city of Qom. A second group, they claim, is in Tabriz. And according to one of the militants in a telephone interview, the American embassy compound is empty of Americans now, although its captors have repeatedly declined to say how many hostages are involved in the moves or when they occurred. Whatever the reason for the decision to abort the American rescue attempt, it has cast the embassy militants as victors once again. Only a week ago, they were known to be consumed by the turmoil on Iran's university campuses, a simmering border war with Iraq, and other problems that had taken the hostage crisis out of the spotlight in Tehran. For the first time, the militants allowed the mother of one of their hostages, Mrs. Barbara Tim, to see her son, Marine Sergeant Kevin Hermaning. There was a lot of hugging, a lot of talking, but no tears, Mrs. Tim said in the American Embassy compound that night. But when the Tims left Iran this morning, they left the whereabouts of their son and his fellow hostages unknown. Doug Tunnell, CBS News, Tehran.
On Friday, after the aborted raid, Mrs. Tim appeared at a Tehran news conference with President Bonnie Sutter.
Mr. President, I would like to tell you and your people of Iran that our family and another family of one of the hostages, the Graves family, deeply regret the actions that our president took yesterday, and we would like to apologize for that action.
But there was a different response from a group of hostage families gathered in Houston this weekend for a State Department briefing. A group statement was read by Dorothea Moorfield, a wife of the hostage consul general, Richard Moorfield.
We did not believe that an apology to Iran should be made for the attempt to rescue our family members. We not only support the president's decision in this attempt, but we feel that every effort should continue to be made to secure the release of our unjustly held relatives.
U.S. political reaction when the world this week continues in 1 minute.
They said it couldn't be written. The book that hit America like a runaway locomotive. The new consumer information catalog.
For the life of me, Foster, your obsession with that book escapes me. It's only a catalog.
The book that's helping America find a better way to live.
What do you find in that catalog?
Something you could never give me, Lillian.
More than 200. 100 fact-filled federal publications listed inside.
Booklets on home and car repairs, weight control, keeping household records, and more. I read them all to be the man you want me to be.
That's a lot of reading.
The book you have to read from the Consumer Information Center of the U.S. government. The new Consumer Information Catalog. It's free. Just write to Free Catalog, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
That's Free Catalog, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Send for the book.
Don't wait for the movie.
In a presidential campaign season, an event such as the ill-fated raid in Iran is bound to have political fallout. But most of the first reaction followed the line of Edward Kennedy's.
Whatever our other differences, we are one nation in our commitment to the hostages, our concern for their families, and our sorrow for the brave men who gave their lives trying to rescue their fellow citizens.
Ronald Reagan concurred.
It's time for us as a nation and as a people to stand united. It's a day for quiet reflection.
George Bush said he solidly supports the president on the raid, but is sure others won't.
He made a tough decision. You're going to see a lot of people out there second-guessing it.
Indeed, Wisconsin Democrat Clement Zablocki, chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee, says he's dissatisfied with the way President Carter went ahead with the mission.
Under the War Powers Act, the president should have consulted with the Congress.
But the House Majority Leader, Jim Wright of Texas, disagrees.
This was not a military action per se, as prescribed within the War Powers Act. This was differentiable in that it was a rescue operation.
John Anderson, who became an independent candidate for president this week, is concerned about another aspect of the raid.
I would tend to at least question, to have some reservations, to wonder about the precise timing of the mission.
The Allies had just been convinced to begin imposing sanctions against Iran to forestall any U.S. military move, and there was an initial outcry, as we hear from European correspondent Tom Fenton.
Even at the height of the Vietnam War, no American action provoked as much criticism from America's friends as the dramatic failure of the rescue mission. The criticism has ranged from ridicule, Le Monde in Paris called the mission the poor man's Bay of Pigs, to scorn. One Austrian newspaper described Carter as the worst American president since World War II and perhaps since the turn of the century. Behind the criticism is the fear, expressed privately by some European diplomats, that President Carter's foreign policy is erratic and unpredictable and could, by accident, lead to another world war. The deep concern about American foreign policy has encouraged Russian efforts to try to drive a wedge between America and its European allies. But at the week's end, it appeared that the reverse may have been the case, that the world crisis provoked by the botched mission seems to have encouraged European leaders to strengthen their support of America's efforts to obtain release of the hostages, no matter what reservations Europeans may have about the wisdom of President Carter's foreign policy. Tom Fenton, CBS News, Luxembourg.
More reaction will be coming from Luxembourg, where the Common Market Nations today began a summit conference. Events in Iran overshadowed other stories in the world this week. The Bogota hostage standoff ended after 2 months. Leftists who'd held the Dominican embassy eventually freed all their hostages and are now in Cuba. Cuban refugees by the thousands streamed across the Florida Straits in private boats, despite perilously high seas and State Department condemnation of the operation as illegal. The World This Week. Produced by Harry Polosian, I'm David Jackson, CBS News.
CBS News. Nine European common market leaders say they'll stand firm behind President Carter's efforts to win release of the American hostages in Iran, despite Friday's unsuccessful rescue effort. I'm Rob Armstrong, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The nine common market leaders are meeting in Luxembourg. At today's session, they are expected to reaffirm their intention to impose economic sanctions against Iran. In Iran, the bodies of the Americans who died in Friday's abortive rescue effort were put on display at the U.S. Embassy. In Niceville, Florida, more than 1,700 people gathered for a memorial service to those who died. The Reverend Terry Hanna officiated.
These men who died and those that were wounded, in all probability, did not know single hostage personally, and yet they counted them their friends. Love causes us to do many things that we would not otherwise do.
White House announced last night that President Carter will fly to Texas later today to visit the five servicemen injured in the attempt to rescue the American hostages. In Iran, the militants announced yesterday that the hostages will be held in various places in Tehran, in the city of Tabriz, and in the holy city of Qum. Finally, in Washington, Secretary of State Cyrus Vance is quitting. Vance reportedly told President Carter that he'd resign if the president went ahead with the effort to rescue the hostages militarily. The Vance resignation is expected to be made official later today. More CBS News after this message.
Hi, I'm Tommy James for the Bell System.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi. Reach out and touch someone. Wherever you are, you're never too far. They're waiting to share your day. Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi. People from coast to coast, calling up friends to keep them close. Families who care so much, keeping in touch.
Sometimes I sing in the loneliest towns in the U.S., but I can always call back home and feel good and close. Hey, pick up the phone and lose your blues. It's that easy.
Reach out and touch someone. Why don't you reach out, call up and just say hi.
The exodus of Cuban refugees aboard small boats was interrupted yesterday by bad weather in the Florida Straits. Ed Rabel is in Key West, where there was a lot of nervous waiting.
Cubans waiting in Key West for relatives and friends to arrive from Cuba panic when a heavy squall and thunderstorm roared across the Straits of Florida, where many of the Cuban boat people are sending out distress signals. Mothers awaiting the arrival of sons collapsed. Hundreds got on their knees and prayed, and then together they sang the Cuban national anthem. Coast Guard officials say many small boats not made for rough seagoing are in danger of sinking. Rescues have been reported, and the fear is that a disaster is in the making because the Cuban boat people refuse to heed warnings about crossing between the Florida coast and Cuba in the extremely foul weather. Ed Rabel, CBS News, Key West, Florida.
A disturbance at the state prison in Michigan City, Indiana, continues at this hour. At one time, prisoners held six hostages, but Indiana State Trooper Merrill Hensel says that has changed.
Two hostages have been released. The hostages were released as a result of allowing two members of the press to be present during the negotiations. This leaves a total of four hostages still in custody, and negotiations are still continuing during the night.
Prison officials say nobody has been hurt so far, and the prisoners' demands haven't been made known. Now this message.
24-hour holding power. Ezo denture cushions give you full-time protection all day, all night. They have no funny taste. They won't wash out. They won't catch stubborn scraps of food. They won't hurt you or embarrass you. So until you see your dentist, use Ezo, the temporary holding aid. A fitting choice to help keep those dentures in their place. That's Ezo, E-Z-O. 24-hour holding power.
I'm Whit Elliott of CBS Radio Sports. On Saturday, May 3rd, I'm going to have five special broadcasts for you on the Kentucky Derby. In these reports, we'll feature interviews with the owners, trainers, and jockeys of the mighty three-year-olds who'll be running in the Classic. So you listen right here for five special reports on the Kentucky Derby, Saturday, May 3rd, on many of these CBS Radio Network stations.
Some 30 people on an Air Canada flight from Miami to Toronto were injured when the plane was jolted by high winds over Florida yesterday. Most of them were treated and released in Toronto. Senate Banking Committee Chairman William Proxmire said yesterday that his committee will look into some $800 million in bank loans secured by the millionaire Hunt Brothers of Texas. Proxmire said it is unfortunate that the banks would loan money to help the Hunts pay off speculative debts resulting from panic in the silver markets when farmers, home builders, and small businessmen are starved for credit. Proxmire also urged action to review the system of commodities trading and to curb excessive speculation. I'm Rob Armstrong, CBS News.